Coast 93.1, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Todd has to go on TV in a second, but I want you to guess.
Okay.
Okay.
What am I guessing? Like,
your TV schedule is getting in the way of my radio show.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
Can we stop the TV thing?
Sure. Yeah, throw a lot of cash.
Yeah. Sure, thanks.
Oh, wait, hold on. Pandemic.
Back up the truck.
Pandemic budget. Hold up. This word is popping up in dating profiles, and it says you will become much more likely to get swiped on if you have this word in your dating profile. Well, what's your guess, Kel?
I was going to say rich, but I'm going to say vaccinated.
Vaccinated.
Yeah, I just came up with that, Kel.
It.
Yes, Kel.
Boom.
Yes.
It does. 100%. It makes me want to be their friend, too.
Right.
Yep.
And it's weird because you see, like, I've been around people who are vaccinated, and I kind of feel like, I'm safe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, even if you don't have the vaccine, if you're around people who do.
Right.
Right. Like, I remember when we were at Sugarloaf, Todd, there were a couple of people who we saw who had were vaccinated. And I was kind of like, I don't mind standing like 4 feet away from you.
I know.
Right.
I'm going to get a little bit closer to you.
Yeah, I know. I agree.
So we put this on our Facebook page. And this is a question that nowadays would be different. But if you take away the vaccine option, what would be a word that someone could put in their dating app that would make you like a whole lot more likely to swipe on them? 79 Coast, 792-6278. I think if they said anything about dogs to me, that would be like, yep.
I mean, rich is gonna get me. I'm just saying it. Like,
of course.
If they're like, you know. Or yacht, like
okay. If
yacht.
Someone that okay, in theory, yes. But if you actually came across a profile and the person said, "I'm rich," you'd be like, "Ew."
No, but if they said, "I love to go on my yacht," yes.
See, that's anyone who says yacht.
I'm
is
doing
a
my best
snob.
Right now not to sneeze, but it's happening.
Do you want to just sneeze?
I don't know.
Let it out. Let it out. Look up. Look at the sun.
I'm sorry, everybody. I'm really trying.
Let it. It looks like you're about to cry.
I know. And I had
just
to say
sneeze.
It.
Just sneeze.
Now that we're talking about it, it's going away. Thank you. Okay, sorry.
Okay. You don't do the finger up against your nostrils thing?
What?
You've never done that before?
Oh, that's
to stop a sneeze? I mean, it's from movies and stuff, but it really works. Oh, it's making it worse? Oh.
Sorry, yes, yacht. Maybe not if they said a yacht, but if they, I don't know.
That is the difference between a snob and a not snob, is anyone who calls their own boat a yacht.
True.
Is a snob.
True.
No matter how big it is, you could have a 150-foot boat, and if you call it a yacht, you're a snob.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know. I'm trying to think of the word that they could say that I would know that they were rich without saying that they were rich.
Oh, what would be a word, like a key word?
Oh, what is it that you get? Inheritance.
What? Okay, who's going to put inheritance in the pro? Living.
I'm trying to think.
You know, working hard until that inheritance.
Yeah.
I guess you could. That would be kind of funny, actually.
I feel like one eye is closing. Living off.
You're really having a hard time over there. Wait. Just let it out. It's okay to sneeze.
Well, I know it is okay to sneeze, but.
Well, stop talking. Just.
I can't. You'll get mad.
No.
I don't mean he gets mad.
like the music goes off. What the hell was that, Kelly?
Yes. He gets so
we angry. Have to talk all the time.
Guys, he gets so angry at me.
Just let it out. It's like it's going to come out your eyes or something. It looks like you're going to lose an eye.
This is a bad one, guys. Oh, I should stop saying guys.
Okay, maybe instead of the topic, we should ask for tips on how to let a sneeze go when you're stuck not able to sneeze.
You know, the face, what face do you make before you sneeze? It's just like a clench, like...
Yeah, it's not a pretty face. It's not... It looks a little like... It looks kind of like you're high.
Yes.
It looks kind of like, whoa.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll take some calls. You try and let that go.
Okay.
Good morning, who's this?
This is Christina.
Hi, what is it?
Christina.
Oh, Christina. What word could someone add to their dating profile that would make you be like, oh yeah, I'm swiping?
Well, not me, but I think Kelly's looking for the word trust fund.
Yeah! Trust fund!
Christina, you just took that sneeze away! That's it! Trust fund! Holy crap! I've never met someone with a trust fund, but I really want to.
Yeah.
Have you?
Cool. No. Oh. Probably. No, I'm sure I have.
Right, but they just haven't said it.
Yeah.
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 So, you know, if I had a trust fund, I'd tell the world.
Right.
Yep.
But then you get the mooches.
Yeah, that's all right.
You attract the mooches. Yeah. Thanks, Christina. Hi. Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Jamie.
Jamie, what word would someone add to their dating profile that make you go, oh yeah, I'm all on that?
This one guy said he was a professional doctor.
A professional
opposed
doctor.
Opposed to one of
as
those.
As opposed to an amateur?
Yeah. So when he was trying to message me, I said, what kind of doctor are you? And he said, surgery question mark?
What?
Ooh, that says no.
Okay.
No,
this
I'm not going out with you.
This is not someone who's telling the truth.
I'm Ron Burgundy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a little fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you end up ever meeting him at all?
No.
Okay,
he
good.
Said that he lived in California. I said, I live in Boston. He said, so California?
Yeah, this
he
was clearly some
marks.
Kind of scam profile. Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, this is a doctor who doesn't understand punctuation.
What's your routing number to your bank account? This escalated.
Right. Is California near Nigeria? All right, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.